Simen Reish Behei, Sif Hei. The Mechaber says that one can read the Parasha Shnaimik of Echatargum at the time the Balkare is leaning from the Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that what the Mechaber is saying is that even while the Balkare is leaning one part of the Parasha, you can be leaning a different part of the Parasha Shnaimik of Echatargum. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magen Avraham, Simakuf Manvav, brings from the Shlal that's Machbar in this, because you have to listen to Kriyas Torah, and everyone has to listen to Kriyas Torah. And the Gra also brought down, Maaser Rav says, you have to listen to every word of the Parsha, Makriyas Torah, and look inside the Chumash, and you shouldn't even read along with the Balkari, and to Mashba, that the Shla, and the Gra, passing the Shvilei Leket, B'Shem Rebbe, and the Agas Mamdi, B'Shem the Ram, and others, to only ben Gavra Gavra, one could do Shnamek of Atargim. But during the extra Kriya, you have to listen carefully to the Kriyas Torah. However, Zakhtam Shtabura wants to read along privately, quietly, with the Balkari, word for word, milo milo, with what the Balkari is reading, that's not a problem, because you're listening. And on the contrary, it's helping you listen to the Kriyas HaTorah by reading along quietly. And the Magen Avraham brings to the Matan Moshe HaLechachila, it's a good thing for one to do. And many Acharyim at this also. So this is one way one could take care of part of Shtamik HaVechatagim during Kriyas HaTorah, by reading together with the Balkari, word for word, those words could count towards Shtamik HaVechatagim. The Ramal says, Va'ayin le'el saman kuf ma'vav. And Mishnah Berurah explains what the Ramah has been mitzayin to is over there, Sif Kuf Mamav, the Mechaber himself in Sif Beis comes out. That someone's medaktik with Dvar, someone wants medaktik with mitzvahs, he should listen carefully to the Balkari of the Kriyas Torah and not learn other things during that time. See, the Mechaber himself is Chayshiv Lo Shittas D'Halacha, and surprising over here. And the Mechaber says one could read other parts of the Parsha during Kriyas Torah. And the Berlacha he brings, the Eli Rabba says it's a mitzvah of the Mufchar. It's ideal, it's great to do Shnaimech V'Targum, other parts of the parasha during laning, and he says it's a pella, because Mechaber himself, and Simakuf Mavov, says not like that, and it's definitely not mitzvah mufchar. The others allow it, but it's definitely not mitzvah mufchar. That's the rabbi just means it's a good thing to ben gavra the gavra. That's talking a good thing to ben gavra the gavra to take care of shtaimik raviyah chatag. Siv Vav. Mechaber says, Malamdi tenoikus, people who teach the chidyin, gala chumash, they don't have to read over the parasha on Shabbos, they take care of shtaimik raviyah chatag when they are teaching during the week. And Mishnah Berurah explains, in those days, when they learn with the children, they explain the psukim, and with that, the yotzach of his targum explained it, probably up derech Rashi, and that's why it was explained. They had shnaimik raviyah chatag by reading the chumash at least twice and explaining it. However, someone just taught the kids and teached the words, and that's all they did. So they didn't have the mile of the pirish like Rashi, and nor did they do Targum Unkelus, so they walk out with just Shnei Mikra, but not the Echa Targum. Shnei Mikra they had, because they for sure read the parasha at least twice, they taught the parasha Shvur, they for sure read every part of the parasha at least twice, but Targum they still have to take care of themselves privately afterwards. Mishnah Berurah also says that from this Siman Shulchan Aruch, you see that when you do Shnei Mikra Targum, you know, it might be a good thing to lay in it with the trup, the way it's laying from the Torah, but you see it's Nama Akiv, because the Cheder Rebbeim taught the Cheder Yingloch, they did not necessarily do it with the trop, and still the Mechaber says that it works for the Shlamik of Echatagim for the Cheder Rebbeim. Siv Zayin comes Yom Tov, one does not have to read the parasha of Yom Tov. Shlamik of Echatagim is only parasha Shabbos. Yom Tov, you don't have to. Shpur explains, because each parasha you already read by its appropriate Shabbos. It says in the Shana Rabba, you should do Shlamik of Echatagim for the Sebracha. If you do on Shmini Eretz Eres, it's not bad, it's okay also. In fact, Tavarish Samuch Tes, Mishnah Berurah's Mashba, at the right time to do it is on Shmini Eretz Eres. The Ramah says you also don't have to read the Haftarahs for Shlamik Matagim, but he says there's a minig to read the Haftarah, Mishnah Berurah explains, because in those days, from after, they would call someone up, and he'd be expected to lay in the Haftarah himself, and this way he'll be practiced and prepared. As opposed to on Yom Tov, there the Balkari would read the Haftarah, so there's no reason to practice the Haftarah of Yom Tov. And same thing by the Kriyas Torah of Yom Tov. Now, the Ramah says that the Shabbos Shal Chasana, one should read the Haftarah of Shabbos and not say Sosis. What this means is, Mishnah Berurah explains, used to have a minig, that by the Haftarah, if it was a Chasana and Shul, after, in addition to the regular Haftarah, they read a few psukim from the Haftarah of Sos Osis. It says, Kachasana, Yachayin, Beher, references a Chasana over there. And of them, the Ramah is saying that somebody who's practicing for himself the Haftarah, he doesn't have to practice these psukim, even gets called up from after and has to read the Haftarah. These psukim are famous, everyone knew how to read them. So just the regular Haftarah, he should practice. By Dal Pashas, he should practice the Haftarah of Dal Pashas. Simon Reish Pei Vav, Adim HaTfilas Musav HaShabbos. The Mechaber says, if Alf is Mount Tfilas Musav, the appropriate time to have Musav is right after Shachris. But even if you don't have right after Shachris, you should not do it later than Zayin Shais, 7 Shas Manias into the day. Bar Halacha says, try to have it done by 6.5 Shais, because once you get past 6.5, it's a Shaila what you done first, Musav or Mincha, like we'll see, Bezaz Hashem. But in any case, the Mechaber says you have to under 7 hours. Somebody does after 7 hours is called a Pesheya, negligent. But Lamaisa, he's Yaitza Tfilas Musav because this Ma'at Tfilas Musav is really the whole day. So once you try to do it before 7 hours, since this Ma'at Kravas Musav was Chachila until the end of 7 hours. The Bar Halacha says that even somebody finish Shachris early, he should rather daven Musav right after Shachris, like the Mechaber's Mashma, Miyadach Tfilas Shachar, not Chachila push off even to 6.5 or 7 hours.